Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy Monday to you. We are almost into the month of February. It is almost upon us. Second month of the year already. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Liberty. Top of the week. Another week to walk it out. Work it out. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Right? So when people ask me, Monica, how do we take our country back? How do we become unified again? How does anything change? What do we need to do in order to get ourselves back on track as a society, right? As a civilization. And I would suggest that until we return to a relative fear and awe and reverence and respect for and honor of our Creator, that simply will not happen. It is impossible for this country to return to any semblance of decency without first recognizing the author of decency. Amen. So I could talk about the Department of Justice deciding that they're not going to pursue any type of investigation regarding Joe Biden and classified documentation that's been found littered across a multitude of properties. I could talk about the pending market crash that every economist I listen to is warning you of, which is why I always warn you and encourage you to please go to MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. For those of you who are discerning enough to understand what hedging means, and I really want to encourage my sisters in this, because what I'm realizing is that the majority of my listeners who have made the move to protect and to hedge are men. Now, I'm not sure if that's because most of my audience is married and your husbands are making decisions for you or for your family, but I know, excuse me, there's also a large portion of you who are single, or you're widowed, you're divorced, or you've never been married. And so I want to encourage you to be smart, ladies, with your finances. If you have more than $20,000 in your savings account, I believe it's $50,000 or more in your 401k. There are certain qualifications that need to be met. But if you are, in fact, diversified, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. It doesn't have to be gold. It can be silver. They deal in other metals. But in order for you to transfer and to hedge what's left of your retirement and or savings, you need to fill out the form at MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. So again, whether it's, you know, people are like, oh, you're putting your faith in gold and in money, and that's not true. Because I know that my help comes from above. And that means that if I have the mind of Christ and I wake up every morning and I put on the full armor of Yahweh, and before I ever even step foot out of my bed, and that means that I put on the helmet of salvation, which means that I have the mind of Christ. And what does that mean? That the mind of Christ is not poor. It's not angry. It's not filled with rage and terror and dread. And it's not afraid of money. Understand systems of the world, understands that mind and ideas and ingenuity and, you know, marketplace ideas, all of those things come from above. So unless you're going to shrivel up and live in a corner and plan to, you know, stand in soup lines, the mind of Christ says, prepare. The mind of Christ says, look up from where your help comes from, right? If you lack wisdom, ask. He says he'll give it to you liberally without finding fault. That's a pretty big deal. And judging by social media campaigns, I think there are a lot of people who could actually use some wisdom. Amen. So, ladies, Pray for your wisdom. Gentlemen, protect your families. Some of you don't have 20 years to recover a retirement account. You don't have that without hoping and praying that you get some kind of a job at Walmart as a greeter because you're already down 40% in your portfolios, right? And so it's not a matter of putting your trust, your faith in mammon. It's the reality that there is a currency in the earth called money. And you need it, whether it's digital or fake fiat or, you know, overblown printed trees with dead presidents on them, right? And the triangular third eye Mason, who knows what, all that occultic stuff. But that's what we use. Now, what's interesting to note is that several nations, several really important nations, by the way, are on the verge of no longer using our dollar as reserve currency. And that's going to be a problem. So as these things are spinning, whether it's the economy, it's our society, it's another beating and death of anyone, regardless of ethnicity, whether it's children continuing to be brainwashed by the academic industrial complex meets big pharma, meets lawfare, right? Meets taking kids away from parents who don't comply with mutilating your children. Whether it's open borders and the fact that we've been invaded by millions of people who are not vetted and they're not processed and they have no idea where they are from all over the globe, right? And some of you are still carrying on as if it's just business as usual and we got to take our country back. And so whether it's all of that, right? We don't take anything back in this country without favor. It doesn't happen. Don't believe me, read Judges. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit of a sobriety pill because I am personally tired of answering DMs and emails from people who are freaked out and you're angry and you don't know what else to do and the sky is falling. And I'm here to encourage you to get out your Bibles and read in Judges where you are in fact shown that time and time and time again, the Israelites were given over to the gods that they insisted upon worshiping and those gods that they refused to annihilate. And all of us have personal gods in our lives of ideas and feelings and attitudes and things that just don't work. We worship things and people. And until we uproot those things out of our own hearts and out of our own minds and we say no to them so that we can say yes to life and love and liberty and the author thereof, nothing is going to change. So that is meant to encourage you because with submission to life, love, and liberty and the author of said life, love, and liberty, you have the promise and you do have an everlasting covenant of peace. You do have an everlasting covenant of everlasting kindness and mercy and grace toward you. However, there are precepts in place that when we, whatever it is we worship, that thing demands your continued worship. And as a nation, we have all gone into captivity. So there are so many other things that I could bring to your attention today, but I wanted to start the week off with just dropping that very basic sobriety pill. And I want to ask you a question. Where are you in relation to your fear of the Creator in a holy, reverential honor, awe? Where are you? How would you rank yourself? Are you super willful? Are you rebellious? Are you terrorized? Are you filled with guilt and shame? Are you just super distant? Are you the prodigal son or daughter? I mean, where are you in relation to your Creator? Are you in fellowship? Have you surrendered? Are you going from glory to glory? Or are you stuck? Are you going around the same mountains week after week after week? Are you practicing the same sins that so easily beset you? Are you practicing those things? Are you making a practice of them? Have you rejected truth and knowledge? These are just questions to get you thinking. There's certainly not condemnation coming from me. And this is something, as you all know, I work on regularly. So I really felt compelled to just ask you that basic question today as we begin our week together. Actually, today is Tuesday. My gosh. This is my Monday, though. There's my excuse. Because I was not on the air yesterday. But today is my podcast day. So this is my Monday. But today is Tuesday. Welcome. excuse me. But in all seriousness, this is not me chiding you. This is me really provoking you to ask yourself some very honest and basic questions. As you're looking around and you're terrified and you're angry and you don't understand and you're hopeless. A lot of you are very hopeless about the future. And I believe we have every reason to be hopeful, only and if we are willing to get earnest about our relationship with our author of life and love and liberty. If we're willing to get earnest about that, he will meet us exactly where we are. Right? And one of the ways that we can tell how earnest we are is by virtue of our words. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Pay attention to your words. Are you constantly inwardly criticizing yourself or others? Do you always feel bad about yourself? Are you angry, hard to forgive other people? Do you see that your prayers are not being answered? Have you just quit praying because, you know, it's just, you've just given up on all of that? I know many of you believe that you can alter the course of this nation through policy and through elections. I am not of that persuasion without the fundamentals, without the infrastructure being in place of honoring the author of our freedom. Because without the author of our freedom, we fall into captivity, which is where we are now. Spiritually, the United States of America is captive. Geopolitically, the United States of America is captive. Our executive branch, our governments, both federal and state, have been taken captive by a number of players, in my humble opinion, whether that's foreign or domestic. So what do you do with that? What do you do when you know you're in captivity? Well, I'll tell you what the Creator's people did. They repented and they turned and they prayed and they cried out and he heard and he answered and he delivered. So I want to encourage you today on a national level, that is where our attention needs to be. Instead of, is it DeSantis or Trump? Those are things that will, in fact, be answered sooner than later, but it really won't matter unless our Father removes the shackles off of our ankles with regard to those who are holding us captive right now on a number of levels, economically, administratively, as well as through our elections and our processes. So that's very evident. That's not partisan. That's just truth and factual, right? So, and on a personal level, you know, people are like, well, where do we begin? Monica, give us the answers. I'm like, well, I'm giving you answers right now in accordance with just truth of history and how people who were supposed to be a righteous group of people fell prey to unrighteous ways and began practicing those unrighteous ways and inevitably became just like the ones they were called out from. They were consecrated and separate from the world system, from certain ideas and certain groups and their ideas and their practices of sacrificing their children, of worshiping every other deity other than the Creator Yahweh, right? And so anytime they did that, they fell captive. And many people don't even realize they are captive. And so when you ask me, what do we do? It has to begin in your own heart and in your own mirror, which is why I end every one of my shows with, it, you know, be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And if you're an American, act like one, because that's the truth. We have to begin in our own mirrors and take the planks and 2x4s out of our own eyes before we can see clearly what's really happening. So we can battle according to Ephesians 6 and 11. So we can get up every morning and know that we have to put on the full armor. And once we do that, then we understand that our weapons are not carnal, that they are mighty and they are spiritual, and for the purpose and the sake of pulling down strongholds and every lofty idea that attempts to exalt itself above the throne of freedom, of actual liberation, and the author of said liberation. So I hope that encourages you. I'm going to ask you to please share my podcast as well as sign up for my newsletters at monicamatthews.com. And we'll be back tomorrow to carry on with other conversations, more encouragement, good stuff, and not the sky is falling, not a bunch of, you know, brouhaha promises of so-and-so is going to save us. And oh, look, gotcha. Look at Simone Gold, who was kicked off of her own board, and she decided by judge in ruling that she was not granted her chairmanship on her own board, and is living in denial and allegedly doctoring court documents to show that she's still on her board. I mean, crazy things are happening in the earth right now, and we could focus on all of that. But desperate people do desperate things. And hopefully, if you're listening to the sound of my voice for any length of time, you are not going to be counted as desperate. You're going to be counted as discerning and disciplined and hopeful and merciful and compassionate and decisive. And so whenever you go to make your decisions for your life and for your family, you're sober about them. You're not terrorized. You're not angry. You're not bitter. You're solid. Amen. Because you know who has your back, and you know who brings up, and you know who brings down. And that is not man. For those of you who don't know that scripture. But until tomorrow, I do hope that you have a beautiful evening and that you will, in fact, be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.